Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, every person around the world. I hope that you are doing very well today. Now, within the opening few seconds of this episode of the podcast, you might be asking yourself, who is this that I'm listening to? Well, I assure you, you are listening to the Ultimate You podcast, hosted by Brandon BDB Bender. Okay, so he asked me to be here today because today is a very special episode. And Mr. Bender, he wanted to do something very special for all his people that listen to the Ultimate You podcast. Because today marks the 2-year anniversary of the Ultimate You podcast. And so, without further ado, before I turn this over to Brandon, so my name is Cardillo Barbelski. I'll repeat that. My name is Cardillo Barbelski. Okay, and my parents are my Faja Tricepo Barbelski, and my Maja is Squatina Barbelski. Now, you might be wondering, why are our names like Jim? You know, our names are like Jim. Okay, my Faja Tricepo Barbelski. So he competed in triceps competition, and his triceps were the biggest triceps in all the region that he competed in. He won 3 years in a row, and that is why he is named Tricepo Barbelski. Okay? And so my Maja Squatina, she is named Squatina because she won squat competitions in her region everywhere that she competed. And so for 5 years straight, she was named Squatina. And that is why her name is Squatina Barbelski. Okay? And my name is Cardillo Barbelski because when my Maja and my Faja, when they got together, and they produced me, they called me Cardillo Barbelski because they wanted me to endure, and they wanted me to never give up, and they always wanted me to keep going. Okay, so there's the brief history on me. And so I'm so esteemed, and I'm so honored and pleasured to be here today to open up this special episode of the Ultimate You podcast, because I'm so excited because Brandon, he's so generous, such a debonair, fine gentleman, such a great personality. So he flew me in all the way from my home, which is outside of USA, and from an undisclosed location that I cannot reveal to you. But Mr. Bender, he flew me from all the way from my home, all the way over here to come and do the Ultimate You podcast. And so I just want to say, Mr. Bender, I am so grateful and thankful for you that you allowed me to open up this special episode. And congratulations on 2 years of doing the Ultimate You podcast. I'm so excited for you. I hope that your listeners and your people that listen to the Ultimate You podcast, I hope that they get something out of it today and that they apply it to their lives. Like, you have been such a wonderful blessing in my life, and everything you've taught me, I learned and I apply in my life. So I'm going to go ahead and get out the way, and I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Brandon BDB Bender. So without further ado, so until I see you guys next time, here is the one, the only, Brandon BDB Bender, the original host, the original innovator, and the original creator of the Ultimate You podcast. You know, man. What it is, everybody. It is me, BDB. And if you ain't heard, I'm going to give you the word. And what is that word? That means July 31st, 2022 marks the 2-year official. That's right. Hit him with it again, B. The official. One more again. The official 2-year anniversary of the Ultimate You podcast. Woo! That's what I'm talking about, man. That's how we celebrate. We're going to be celebrating up in this piece, man. 2-year anniversary of the Ultimate You podcast. From this particular date, where were you on July 31st, 2020? That is when the Ultimate You podcast debuted. But before we get things going and growing, let's go ahead and give thanks and props to every person out there jamming the Ultimate You podcast right now, if it's your first time or if it's your first time and above. I want to say I appreciate you taking the time for allowing this podcast to be a small part of your day. I hope that you learn something. I hope that you grow from this podcast. Feel free to rummage through all the other episodes that I've done within the past 2 years. Got a couple series in there. They're going to bless your socks off. And they're going to bless you so hard that you're going to go from ashy to having lotion on you. Yeah, it goes that hard in the paint, right? But so, yeah, I wanted to do something very special for you guys. And special thanks to Mr. Cardio Barbelski. Great job, brother, man. I appreciate you. He's a very good friend of mine. I flew him in, as he mentioned. I wanted to do something very special for y'all, and I asked him to come and open up the Ultimate You podcast. And he did a very fine job doing just that. All right. So, you know, when it comes to the Ultimate You podcast, we gotta take it back. We gotta take it back because today is just gonna be about a time of reflection, a time of gratefulness, and a time of thankfulness. Because I know and I remember exactly where I was and what I was doing on July 31st, 2020. One thing I got to talk about is around that time frame, obviously, we know the dreaded global pandemic was going on. I mean, I would like to think for most of us that we have never experienced something like that before. And maybe some of us have experienced something similar. I don't know. But I believe it's safe to say that for the large majority of us around the world, especially for those of us that are on the younger side, we have not experienced anything like that before. And it really shook a lot of people in different ways. And I just remember at that time that for me, thoughts were just bubbling and boiling over. I mean, think about, you know how the tea kettle makes that sound, that whistling sound. Yeah, now I'm not a tea kettle expert, but you know, that must mean that the tea is done. I don't know, right? But I just felt like some kind of a drink that was just sizzling and bubbling and boiling over, and that it was about to tip over. And what I mean by that is, it was like, okay, B, like you got to press play, you got to hit record. And it wasn't about being afraid or hesitation or anything like that. It was more so about, okay, B, when you start this thing, there's no turning back. Like, there's no turning back. You go all in. You go 100,000 feet, 500,000 feet deep into this thing, and you stay committed and you stay with it. Now, I know I'm going to be real. I know there were some times where the Ultimate You podcast has come out and it has been produced on different days. I started out saying I was going to be on Tuesdays, and then I broke that, you know, because there are times where I was not all the way together. Okay, I'm just going to be real with you there. I was not all the way together. And there were times where on Sundays where it didn't hit, right? But the plan is for the podcast to be on Sundays and Tuesdays. That's typically the plan. Okay, we want the podcast to be on Sundays and Tuesdays. Tuesdays are supposed to be more like the main original day of the podcast. That was their main original day of the podcast. And then as time progressed, I would say February of this year, I think, where I said, you know what, man, I want to give the people something on Sundays too, where Sundays is, I don't know, Sundays is more of a, well, Tuesdays are the same too, but Sundays are more of a pep talk, motivational talk, inspirational talk, that kind of thing. Not that Tuesdays aren't, but Sundays is more dedicated to that. All right. And so, you know, I've had days and times where I've missed the time of putting it out there. Right. You know, got other stuff going on. And, you know, just need to raise to that level of commitment of putting it out there. Right. Just putting it all the way out there for y'all. But at the end of the day, ultimately, BDB ain't going nowhere when it comes to this podcast. He ain't going nowhere. But the plan is to stick to that. The podcast is supposed to be out Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time and then Sundays, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right. Now, obviously, on this one, you're getting it after 8 p.m. Right. So, but we're going to make sure that we do our best to stick to that and grow into that. I need to work on that. Just going to be real with y'all. All right. So the thing is, let's go back to what I was talking about. I remember around that time, like I said, I mean, the global pandemic was going on. A lot of people were shook, and it was one of those things where it's like, if you was ready to change, you know, that's good. But if you wasn't ready to change, you better get ready to change now, because everybody had to go through some kind of transition when 2020 hit around, I'd say, I think March is when it, I mean, some people say kind of started in December, whatnot, but I'm talking about when everybody knew. I mean, around March of 2020, that's like when things were like shut down, you know, and you know, like I said, I had had it in my heart for, I mean, a long while to start this podcast. I don't even remember when I exactly had it in mind to start a podcast. Well, I take that back. I mean, I know I did internet radio in 2015. That was, I would say, I don't know if you want to call it the ultimate seed, but it was a big seed planted within me to say, okay, B, like, you got to do something on your own. You got to do your podcast. Sometime after that is when I got that revelation on that. But I'm talking about, like, in 2020 is more specifically what I'm talking about. Like, those first few months of 2020, like, it was in the back of my mind, back of my head, like, okay, B, you got to start this thing. And then I knew just around that time, July 31st, in that summer of 2020, I mean, that's when, you know, I know people needed hope, and I know people today still need hope in 2022. We all need hope every single day. There's never a person that says, oh, I don't need hope. No, you always need hope. Even if things are going well, you always need hope. But I look back at it now and I say, you know what? That was a marquee time for me to start that podcast. And I'm very glad I did so. So, yeah, so like I said, July 31st, 2020 was the official start date of the Ultimate You podcast. And like I said, it was more so like when I started it, I wanted to make sure that I committed to it. So, yes, of course, there were not perfect times of me producing this podcast. But the main thing is I'm sticking with it and I'm going to stay stuck with it, because every time I come up on here, I get excited. You know, I feel like a kid on Christmas morning about to open up gifts to get a PlayStation, about to open up gifts to get an Xbox. You know what I'm saying? Like that type of kid excitement, because I'm exercising my gifts. I'm exercising exhortation. I'm exercising encouragement. I'm exercising speaking. Right. So I'm definitely excited to do something like that. And, you know, I'm not going to hold you guys long for this episode, because like I said, this episode is just more so about gratefulness, thankfulness, and just a time of reflection. And what I'm going to say, it's really nothing new, but I always want to reiterate. I wanted to really come up on here and do something different. I am constantly challenged. I'm talking about myself. I am constantly challenged with, okay, how can I hit the people with something either new or relatively new, or something that hasn't been talked about a lot in regards to fitness or just things in life and things like that, or what are the intangibles? What are the behind the scenes traits that it takes for a person to be successful in fitness or to be successful in life and all that stuff? And, you know, and because as I have said before, and I'll say it again, and I'll put myself on the record for saying it, I did not and I do not want to be a copy and paste of any other podcast on this earth. I did not and do not ever want to be a copy and paste version of any other podcast on this earth. That's how I look at it. That's how I see it. You have an opportunity as a person, And it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't have to be limited to just podcasting. It could be, like I said, it could be about other things too. It could be about you want to start a business. You want to write a book. You want to, whatever it is that you put your hands to, you want to find ways to do it different from everybody else. If you offer some type of product and service, you want to be able to find ways to fine tune that thing. And it's either you either find or create something new that has never been done before, that's never been created before, or you find ways to stuff that has already been created, stuff that has already been produced, stuff that is already being sold or that is for sale. You find ways to tweak it and make it better. Find ways to tweak it and make it more enhanced. So a lot of the times I am faced with, I find myself challenging myself, asking myself in my mind, in my head, throughout most of the day, several times a day, pretty much every day, what kind of information can I hit the people with? What kind of questions can I hit the people with? What kind of challenging, compelling, thought-provoking questions can I hit the people with when it comes to life, when it comes to fitness, or when it comes to faith, or whatever it's about? How can I come across different with that? And when I say different, I'm not talking about just different for the sake of being different. I'm talking about different, like, as in, you know, providing a truth that you've never thought of before, or a truth that maybe you've heard about or you've thought about, but you haven't thought about it that much, right? Because here's a sort of an example with that. Now, when I say what I'm about to say, I'm not saying it's a knock. I'm not saying it's wrong. What I did not want to do was I did not want to start this podcast coming up on here talking about, all right, guys, let's talk about carbs. Let's talk about fats. Let's talk about proteins. Let's talk about, you know what I'm saying? I felt I needed to speak to the person. I needed to come up on here and speak to the person, because let's face it, at the end of the day, when it comes to fitness, you got to talk to the person. Yes, I mean, and it's not wrong to seek out a personal trainer and pay for help and to get a plan, get some type of a meal plan, to get some type of a fitness plan. That's not wrong in and of itself, because first of all, each personal trainer is different. There are personal, and this is no disrespect, there are some personal trainers that they just cover the meal and the workout part, and that's it. And that's great. That's good. But then there are some other personal trainers that focus on, like, the whole man, right? And that's me. I'm that guy. And, you know, I focus on the whole man. And if I'm going to be real and transparent with y'all, yes, I am a certified personal trainer. But, man, at the end of the day, I represent the everyday person. I represent the everyday person. That does not mean that I'm not capable of training someone. But I say that because, and I could be wrong, I don't know, maybe those of you out there listening, maybe you could let me know on Instagram, which, by the way, I need to plug once again. I don't think I've mentioned it in a while. If you ever want to reach out to me, if you want to hit me up on Instagram, you can find me at FitnessMaximaBDB. FitnessMaximaBDB. You're welcome to message me or comment on my post or provide feedback. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, I don't know if any of you out there that has had a personal trainer where you look at them and you don't look at them as an everyday person. You know, you might look at a personal trainer like, oh, you know, they're Superman or they're Superwoman. Man, they got it all. Well, maybe they don't have it all together, but they got it enough together to look like that and to have muscles like that and this, that, and the other. And I did not want to, whether if I train people or not, I did not want to be the typical personal trainer. I did not want to be the typical person. I did not want to be the typical podcaster. I wanted to utilize the gifts that have been bestowed within me by God. I wanted to find ways to parlay those gifts in unique ways. And, you know, and I'm not sitting there to say, like, man, I'm doing stuff that's groundbreaking. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you got to find ways to do stuff, new stuff that probably hasn't been done before. I don't know. Let me give you a small example. I have now, and I don't know, maybe there's other podcasts. I'm sure there's other podcasts out there that do what I'm about to say, but it's probably not a lot. But, and I have one episode. I have one episode on this podcast where I did a rap. I literally did a rap on this podcast. I talked a little bit. I provided a little encouragement. Then at the end, I put out a flow. I busted out a flow, like a legit rhyme a legit rap flow. And if you want to hear it, go look through the episodes. It's called That Halloween Flow. It was Halloween 2020. That's where you can find it at. So you just have to scroll back into the archives and look for That Halloween Flow if you want to hear your bruh BDB flow. So why did I do that? Well, I love hip hop. You know, I love hip hop, and it's pretty much a staple in terms of a type of music that I listen to. And, you know, so, and I'm not saying I'm a rapper, but I love putting words together, and I do speak. So I'm like, well, you know what, let's give this a shot. Let's see how we do. And, you know, it was just for fun. You see what I'm saying? So it's always about providing different elements to keep your people engaged with whatever it is that you're providing. Right now, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm going to start a rap career or anything like that. But I felt it was appropriate to do like a Halloween rap or something like that. You see what I'm saying? So that's an example. I wanted to find ways to not be copy and paste. Wanted to provide fresh and innovative information, content, all that good stuff. So like I said, a lot of times I'm talking to the person when I'm talking about life, or I'm talking about fitness. Because if I talk about carbs and macros and fats and proteins, yes, that'll help you physically. And again, as I've mentioned, I do talk about that. I do have, back in the earlier episodes, you have to go back into like the late 2020s or late 2020. There are some episodes where I talk about macros, macronutrients and carbs and fats and proteins and all that good stuff. In my own way. And when I say my own way, I'm not talking about false, like I'm trying to lie, but I'm just saying in my own objective way. Right. So go back and check those out. But here's the thing, you know, we have an opportunity to do that. And that's what I wanted to do. Because the thing is, fitness, as I've said before, it is highly saturated. So anything that you do, you've got to always find ways to you got to find ways to be different. Got to find ways to express your real, authentic self. And when it comes to this journey, you're finding out more about who you are. And I will even say one thing on that. This podcast is helping me grow. So sometimes some of the things I talk about, it is stuff that I'm currently experiencing. You know, sometimes it's stuff that I've overcome. Other times it's stuff that I'm experiencing. It depends on what I'm talking about. You know, so a lot of times when I come up on here, I want to give my current thoughts of what I'm thinking, or as far as a topic or a subject. And yeah, I want to be able to just be as, I want to be able to bleed on this podcast. I want to be able to put my soul, bear my soul on this podcast. Now, of course, some episodes are more intense than others. Some episodes are more transparent than others. You know, you don't give everything on one episode. You know, you give it in spades, you give it in pieces, you give it in doses, you know. But as I said, I just want to reiterate, I really pride myself in really coming up on here and providing information for you guys and gals that you probably haven't heard before, or you haven't heard it that much. Now, of course, you're going to hear me say things that, oh, okay, you've heard that thousands and millions of times over. But, and then you will see me, or you will hear me repeat certain things many times over, because I think that is, I know that that is one thing that a lot of us as people are struggling with today. And, you know, I've had that myself. What do I mean? But what am I talking about? Just being able to keep something in front of us. Being able to keep something in front of us. You know, let's talk about working out for a second. When you think about people that want to transform their bodies, that's one of the key things. Keeping whatever your goals are to transform your body, like keeping it in front of you. Honestly, a lot of times that's a battle for some people. That is a battle for some people because they start the journey. And what happens? Their mind trails off. Their mind wanders off into other things. You know, it could be a variety of things, depending on what your lifestyle is. It could be work. And if you're married, it could be that. And I'm not saying like that gets in the way. I'm just saying like it's a part of your life. So you got to work through it. So it could be, you know, it could be your marriage if you're married, or it could be, I don't know, it could be your job, your work. You know, maybe you travel for work. Maybe you have a very demanding job. Maybe some of you are it's challenging for you to create time or find time to get a good solid workout in, and it's tough for some people to keep goals in front of them. See, stuff like that, little small simple hacks like that, small stuff like that, I talk about on here because we as people, we overlook that stuff. Keeping stuff in front of you, keeping stuff in front of you, keeping your goals in front of you. I can speak from experience. I remember times in the past I would get excited about stuff. That's usually how we are as people. A lot of us, we get excited about stuff. Man, I'm gonna do this. Man, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. And then what happens? We lose that spark. We lose that zeal, and we just don't want to do it anymore. Or for whatever reason, we don't keep the goal in front of us. We forget about it. And then by the time we come back to remembrance of it, perhaps we've lost some zeal for it. We don't have that same zing or that zip or that excitement for it. And then we just, our minds and our thought process towards it just kind of trails off. Just kind of trails off. You think about when somebody is saying something that is intense. And then all of a sudden, what do we as people joke about? What do we joke about? Squirrel moment. And let me tell you something. That is not anything to be joking about. And I'm being very for real on that. If we as people are joking about squirrel moments, that has nothing to be. Now, I know I sound like a Debbie Downer, negative Nancy right now. That is nothing to be excited about, because what happens with that? That squirrel moment is stealing whatever thought process that you had in that moment. That squirrel moment is stealing your current thoughts on whatever you're talking about. It's stealing your goals. It's stealing this. It's stealing that. Whatever it is, it could be a very small conversation. That's the thing, very side note, that's the thing when it comes to like group outings. That's a con about that. I know I'm kind of going off here. That's a con about when it comes to group outings, because sometimes you start a conversation with someone and then someone else comes and butts in. And I get it. I get it. Sometimes that's the nature of group outings. I get it. And sometimes people don't do it on purpose. It's just like it just happens. Right. But I think we should be more mindful of that. Like, you see two people in conversation, you'd be like, okay, you know what? Maybe I kind of wait till they're through. Instead of coming in like, hey, wait, how you doing, man? Da, 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 da. That's just one of those unspoken things. It's just, But you see what I'm saying? A lot of stuff gets interrupted and stuff don't get finished. Stuff don't get finished. You ever had those thoughts? You ever had that? I know some of y'all think like, man, this dude crazy. What the heck he talking about, man? But like, okay. So these little things that we be missing and tripping on, that sometimes that's the stuff that we be missing up on. That's the stuff that we be tripping on. We be missing on. It could be another small example. Could be, okay, you're having a small conversation with someone, and then, you Like some people kind of, they'll kind of laugh and joke about fitness, they kind of like just kind of laugh it off like, but deep down they're like, oh man, I really need to get on it. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? So that those are just a few prime examples of what I'm talking about. All right. But anyway, back to what I'm saying. I want to challenge the mind. Every time I step on here, I want to challenge your thought process. I want to challenge your heart, your soul. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to challenge your current condition, whatever that is, your current state of thinking, to get you moving. My role, I believe, is to help get some kind of spark started up on the inside of you on something. Now, I can't force you to do anything, but if I can get you to feel a certain way, if I can get you to, or not me, but more so my words, if my words can get you to like, ooh, like, I really need to think about that. Ooh, I really need to consider that. I need to change that. I need to switch that up. To me, when I think about fitness, I think about life too. Because, man, you got to be in shape when it comes to life. Because, I mean, you think about fitness, we still have people that treat fitness as an option. We still have people that treat fitness like an option. Because if we descend into the darkness in terms of not doing fitness, in terms of like not doing it at all, it can descend. And again, to hear these words, I'm not going to say instantaneously, but it can descend into things like obesity. It can descend into things like heart disease. It can descend into high blood pressure, just a sedentary lifestyle. It can descend into those things. Okay. And so that's why I believe me as a person coming up on here, contributing my slice of the pie, contributing my slice of the pizza, and challenging people to not just be more active, but to really be all in, dedicated. I'm talking about spiritually dedicated, mentally dedicated, physically and emotionally dedicated to your fitness. Like for real, for real. When you go all in on it and you put in the work, that monkey butt ugly work in the gym. I'm talking about monkey butt ugly. I'm talking about ladies. I don't care if you're wearing makeup, if you're not wearing makeup. Go ahead, get in there and sweat. I want you to sweat so hard that you got your own self a salty swimming pool. But don't swim in that pool because it's going to make you salty. And then your breath going to be salty. Fellas, same for you too. That monkey butt ugly work you got to put in the gym. You ain't going to look pretty. You ain't going to look handsome. You going to look foul. You might smell foul. But woo, man, you going to smell like intensity. That's what I'm challenging you. When you step into the Ultimate You podcast, that's the kind of people that's the kind of people that I believe we need to be. Now, one thing I've also mentioned on this podcast, one other principle that we need to remember is that it's that free will work. Okay, this that free will work. Why am I saying that? Look, I know everybody ain't going to take the heed to this advice the same way. I understand that not everyone's going to take it at the same level. People got different work ethics, different levels of work ethic. People going to apply stuff different. People going to interpret stuff different. People going to do stuff different. I get that. I understand that. But what I can say is what ensures me is that if I tell you, if I challenge you, if I thought provoke you to do that free will work. Remember, I said the longer that you make that bridge, that free will work, the more that you can get into your fitness. The more that you can get into your fitness. That's the difference. That's the difference. That free will work. And that free will work, when you walk along that path of free will work, that's going to keep you on that path to, that's going to put you in position to get more insight and more revelation as to why you should have fitness be a pillar, a revolving contributing pillar in your life. Yes. And when I say free will work, for those that are listening for the first time, it just means that you have the free will to do what I'm talking about. And you have the free will to not do what I'm talking about. You know, everything is permissible. Or no. I'm not saying this right. Well, you get what I'm saying. Not everything is permissible. That's what I'm trying to say. Not everything is permissible. So we as people, we have the opportunity to do whatever we want, say whatever we want, but not everything is permissible. Not everything is beneficial for you. Okay, so you can never say, BDB, oh, he's forcing me to work out. He's forcing me to do this. No, I am challenging you to have revelation. And another reason I'm saying this, I've mentioned this before on the podcast, and I will proudly say it again. And that is an observation that I have made. And again, I highly stress the word observation. It is not a knock. And that is that I say this. This is more so to my church people. A lot of us as church people, this is probably, I was talking to my mom today, so she used a word that is gonna help me in how to explain what I'm trying to explain. And I'm gonna say this loud and proud, with all due respect, because I was this person too. A lot of us that have been to church for any length of time, we have this silent mistake, if you will, this silent misunderstanding. I don't know what you want to call it. Like, we try to live this organized, and I don't like to use the word religion, but, you know, we'll say organized religion, organized spirituality. Okay. We, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. There are a lot of us out there, like, let's be real. And it needs to stop. I'm gonna get on the soapbox a little bit. There are a lot of us Christians out there. We need to stop, like, having this undertone, trying to chastise other Christians if you don't go to church on Sunday. Like, that needs to stop. Like, for real, for real. Like, if you get around people like that, like, get up off me, get from around me. I ain't trying to hear all that. Like, for real, for real. Why am I saying that? Because look, man, I'm going to talk church and spiritual for a second, all right? When it comes to God, look, the thing is, God is not in a box. You understand me? God is not in a box. Like, if a person does not go to church on a Sunday, it is not all hell breaks loose, and oh my gosh, look at this person. This person is a weirdo. He doesn't go to church on Sunday, or he didn't go to church on Sunday. She didn't go to church on Sunday. Oh my gosh. Ooh. And I trust me, I've said this to people. I can feel their response. They may not make a face. They may not say certain things, but I can feel their response without them even saying it, where I see how they look at me when I told them that. Like, look, first of all, look, I told you, God is a type, and I'm just in a manner of speaking. God is a type. He could tell you, if God told me 4 + 2 = 85, I'd be like, shoot, show me how. How does 4 + 2 = 85? You get what I'm saying? All right. So that's what I'm saying. God is so, man, mysterious. He mysterious, man. Like, you're not going to know everything. You're not going to know everything. And there are people that have different experiences, that have different situations, that have different stuff going on, you know, and why they do what they do. Should you go to church on Sunday? Absolutely. Nothing wrong with that. It ain't nothing wrong to do with that. I tell you something. I've done that for years, man. And you know what I'm saying? And of course, I do go to church on Sunday. But what I'm saying is, like, that is what helped equip me into who I am today. But it is not the end all be all. Right. That's what I'm trying to say. The reason I'm trying to say is a lot of us as Christians. Let me get back to my point. I had to get off on that tangent a little bit. A lot of us are living this organized lifestyle. We live in this organized lifestyle, organized as in, like, you go to church on Sunday, like, boom, like, that's it. Like, that's it. Like, we think that, like, within the confines of that physical church building, like, that's it. Like, that's it. Like, that's how I should live my life. What I see in here, what goes on in here, is how I should live my life. You're not going to say it. I'm going to say it for you. I'm going to say it for you, because there were aspects of my life where I did that myself, and I had to disconnect myself and really, like, look, I'm trying to get right with God. I'm trying to get tight with God, I'm trying to get more tight with his word. And you know what I'm saying? So I'm just talking about me and my journey. But see, when you get closer to something, you know, when you're closer to something, just because you follow a routine don't necessarily mean you closer. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't do the routines, but it's just like a lot of us as Christians, and I'm being for real, because somebody needs to hear this. Like, there are some people, you're going to hear this and you're going to look the other way. You're going to think I'm crazy. You're going to think I'm insane. You're going to think I don't know what I'm talking about. I've experienced this. I'm trying to help somebody. I'm going somewhere with this. So follow me. You like, there's this organized mindset. Like, you go to church on Sunday, you do your thing, you go up and hang out with people, whatever, man. You're like, man, this is it, man. This is it. Like, man, there's more to God than that, man. There's more to God than that. And so what I'm saying is, you're not going to hear about fitness in church. Okay, that's why I said everything I said just now. You're not going to hear about fitness in church. Pastor ain't going to talk about fitness at church on Sunday. And I'm not saying it need to be talked about every Sunday. That's not what I'm saying either. But I do believe, at the very least, that discussions should be. And there probably are discussions going on. Maybe, I don't know. I could be ignorant to all of that. But there should be some form of something going on. Discussions, whatever have you. Because, look, man, it would really create awareness for people to be more in shape. Whoever this applies to, I don't know who it applies to, okay? It would create that awareness for more people to be in shape, physically speaking, spiritually in shape, man, absolutely, you got to do. But the physical part, too, is you got to get that, too. And that's why I say the Bible, it doesn't, like, it's not like the Bible is flooded with information on how to be physically fit. Okay. And I'm not jocking the Bible. I'm not saying it needs to be changed on that. But what I'm saying is, like, it's almost like I feel kind of bad for thinking it, man. It's almost like a catch 22. And honestly, like, my honest to God, for real thoughts, that's something that I'm going to have to talk with God about, from my understanding. This not from no one else to chime in and be for real. I don't want people to come and chime in on me. You can give me your thoughts, that's cool. But this is a conversation I need to have with God. Like, okay, God, what is the gap? What is, you know, there's not a lot of fitness inspiration in churches. So what is the answer to that? Now, I do believe my podcast is a part of the answer. You know, beyond that, you know, it's You know, and it looks like it's different things for different people. Okay, but in all fairness, essentially, so let me just slow down so I can shut this down. It starts with the headship and the vision of the leadership of the church. It starts with that. And I'm not saying it's like it's pastor's fault or whatever. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not blaming anybody. However, it does start with the vision of a church. Because, you know, if the vision of a church, if they don't believe it, then it's not going to happen. So, and I'm talking about in addition to all the spiritual things the Bible talks about, all that, that's great. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. But there should be some kind of something in, there should start to be more something, some kind of something in churches to where it creates awareness. You know how they do all these breast cancer awareness things. You know what I'm saying? Create awareness, create awareness, create awareness. I like at least let it start there. Let it start there where it puts the thoughts in people's mind. Ooh, man, you know what, man, I need to get back in shape. I need to get back into it. Now, I'm sure that in some sermons, yeah, maybe some pastors will. And I'm not talking about like a flyby mention. I'm not talking about like you mention it for a few minutes, then you're back to what you're talking about. No, I'm talking about like full blown sermons. There'll be full blown sermons about that. Okay. Now, and I'm not going to sit here and, you know, hold a proverbial gun to every church and say, man, y'all got to do this. It's got to be like this. I'm just communicating my honest to God, for real thoughts that, like, if you really want to see people healed, you really want to see people walking in a better quality of life, you got to have fitness in the game. Okay. And I've said before, it's easy for me to say it. Okay. It's easy for me to say it because I've been athletic my entire life. Okay. I I'm not here to shame anybody. I'm not here to talk down on anybody, you know, but I'm just, again, putting my voice in the earth that whether if you come from an athletic background or not, I don't care if you're the most uncoordinated person on the face of this earth. I don't care if you have a championship in the Guinness Book of World Records for being the most uncoordinated person on earth. We still need to be people that take care of our bodies in terms of fitness. And there are still too many of us to this day, we shunning it, we putting it to the side for whatever reason that you're doing it. And I'm telling you, if we keep doing that, it's going to catch up to you. And I'm just being for real, straight up. It's going to catch up to you in the form of a heart attack. It's going to catch up to you in the form of high blood pressure. It's going to catch up to you in the form of some kind of chronic pain that you might encounter. That if you're not, you know what I'm saying, taking care of your joints and your muscles, stretching, all that stuff. That's what I'm saying. A lot of us still to this day, we're overlooking a lot of that stuff. And I'm not saying you got to know all this stuff overnight, but a part of this podcast is about challenging people to grow into the mindset of we need to be people that, you know, have that aspect of us illuminated. You know, it's like turning on the light in the room. You know, if you want to be informed about something, you got to flip the switch. You got to turn the light on, because a lot of us, we living off of, a lot of us to this day, when it comes to fitness, we living off of scraps. We living off of scraps revelation. We living off of crumbs revelation. What do I mean by that? You get some information. You know what I'm saying? You in a conversation with a group of people or social media, whatever kind of conversation you're having. You know, you're doing good. You're doing this. You're doing that. But you ain't got no full engine revelation. You know what I'm saying? You just got crap. You just got scraps. You just got crumbs revelation. And as soon as you chew on them crumbs, boom, you back onto whatever you was thinking about before. Like it don't live in you. A lot of us don't have that conviction that live in us when it comes to fitness and everything. Okay. So, all right. So got off on all of that, but so, yeah, you know, I wanted to do something special when it comes to this podcast. And out of love and respect and challenging people, I wanted to create awareness and create some solutions, obviously. You know, I do give solutions in my episodes of the podcast of things to do. So that way we won't be people that, you know, that we feel old when we're young, that we're not people that die young, or that we people that, you know, we stay ready. We stay ready in that. We stay in that ready position. You know what I'm saying? That's what this podcast is all about. You know, but as we come to a close, I just want to
thank each and every person that has jammed the Ultimate You podcast, because, man, we just getting started. 2 years in, we just getting started. We haven't even reached the peak of the Ultimate You podcast. You know, I'm going to continue to talk about other things, you know, because this podcast, we don't talk about just fitness. Right? As I said, I talk about life. You know, I want to get more into current events, but I to be honest, I only want to do current events like I really feel passionate talking about it. I'm still journeying through that. So bear with me. Like, for example, I talked about my views and my thoughts on Will Smith and Chris Rock. So if you want to listen to that episode, go back and listen to that from a few months ago. You should see Will Smith in Will Smith slaps Chris Rock. I think that was the title of the episode. You know, I go like an hour deep, an hour long. And when I give thoughts, it's not just my opinion, my thoughts. I strive to give timeless truths, truths that'll stick, truths that'll stand the test of time. Okay. If I give my thoughts or opinions, yeah, I'll give my thoughts and opinions, but I want to express, hey, if I'm giving a thought and opinion, this is a thought and opinion. But when it's like, hey, this is truth, you know, I want to make sure that you guys and gals listen. But yeah, I want to expand this podcast, you know, just to let you guys know what to continue to expect from this podcast. And I'm saying this so I can hold myself accountable. You know, I want to do a better job of keeping my ears to the ground, of talking about other type of events. You know, like I said, you know, Will Smith and Chris Rock, and, you know, just it could be pop culture stuff, or it could be other things going on in the world, things like that. Or I tell you what, you know, I have not put this out there before, but if you follow me on Instagram, feel free to message me or comment on what you would like for me to talk about. Maybe there's a certain aspect of fitness you want me to talk about, or maybe there's something going on in the world that you want me to talk about, you know? So I try to keep this podcast as diverse as possible. So, and I hope that you guys have been enjoying the Ultimate You podcast, because, man, you know, as I close, like, the thing is, like I said moments ago, we got to be people that are ready. We got to stay ready. No, you know, let me give an example. You know, you think about, you know, and, you know, I call it the boo-boo, either the boo-boo 19 or the boo-boo. And for those listening for the first time, obviously, we're talking about something that starts with a C and ends in a 19. I mean, let me let you know. I'm going to let you guys know, for real. I mean, I have said on this podcast, like, yeah, the boo-boo 19 is scared of me. Like, that's honestly how I feel. That's honestly how I feel. Because the reason why I say what I say on this podcast, the reason why I go so hard on this podcast and talk the way I talk on this podcast, is because when we as people say what we say, we should do it from a position of authority and from a position of experience. And we should also do it from a position of confidence. And what I mean by all that is, when it comes to, and I'm saying this with all humility, like, when it comes to, you know, sickness and illness and all that stuff, like, I don't get sick. And I'm not saying that to exaggerate, like, for real, for real. I couldn't even tell you the last time I got sick with, you know, like a runny nose or something like that. You know, but and I'm not saying like I'm this big special dude, like I'm subhuman, I'm robotic, I'm from outside of this world. No, you know what? I'm gonna say this, something I said earlier in this episode. Some of that is a mystery to me. You understand that? You feel that? Some of that is a mystery to me. I don't have all the answers of why that is with me. You know, I mean, yeah, you could say good genes, and yeah, I mean, I have faith, I take care of myself. But there are other people that have faith and they take care of themselves. Maybe they get sick. I don't know. Right. I can only talk about me. You know, I can only talk about me. And my honest to God prayer for myself is that I want to, in terms of physically speaking, I want to go for the rest of this life without getting sick. That is my prayer for myself. I don't have time to be bogged down with any kind of sickness. I don't care what it is. That is my prayer. So I'm going to, you know, do all that I can within my power to allow to make sure that happens. I'm not saying it's guaranteed, but I'm going to do everything I can to make that happen. That's how I think. That's how I'm wired. That now, I'm not going to say I, like, when I was 5 years old, 10 years old, I was thinking this way. No, I grew into it. There, I had that revelation some time ago, and I'm rolling with it. And so I say what I say. I'm talking how I'm talking because I want you to get a slice of that. And I'm not saying you got to think exactly how I think, but I want you to take whatever, as much as you can from these episodes, and I want you to apply it to your anatomy. I want you to apply it to your blueprint, because I believe in the 1-2 punch. I believe in the peanut butter and jelly combination. What that combo is, hit them with it, B. That peanut butter and jelly combo, that 1-2 combo is the faith combo and the workout combo. I believe in that. I believe in faith that God's got me covered. He gonna take care of me. He's in ultimate control. But guess what? I'm in control of me in terms of self-control, right? Because there's two levels of control. There's ultimate control from God, then there's self-control, right? So that's the combo that I live by. That's the revelation that I live by. If I do everything in my freaking power to do what I can to eat right, to largely eat right, to largely drink right, and exercise and work out, sweat, get it in, and then let God do the rest, man, I think I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be great. And obviously be cautious and be mindful of everything around me. I think I'm going to be fine. And obviously have prayer in the game as well. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be great. And that is what I want to get across to you. And not just this episode, but in each and every episode. All right, y'all, that's going to do it to it for this episode of the Ultimate You Podcast. Man, 2 years in, we just getting started. We ain't even scratched the full surface yet. 2 years, we going to keep going. We going to keep growing. We going to keep expanding and reaching with more topics and just new innovative ideas, new things. Honestly, my deal is just taking this thing one episode at a time. One episode at a time, one topic at a time. I mean, I know that usually people, you want to have a vision for certain things and all of that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I just want to do episode by episode, thing by thing, topic by topic, and just really grind like that. That's how I want to do it right now. And so, like I say, I want to make sure that I say this. Maybe I'll start saying this now. If you would like to hear me talk about a particular topic, please do not hesitate to reach out to me on Instagram at FitnessMaximaBDB. That's Instagram at FitnessMaximaBDB. And let me know what you want me to talk about. But in the meantime, there is one more of my friends that wanted to stop by and say something in regards to this 2-year anniversary special. So y'all take a listen to this. But until then, I'll see y'all on the next episode. Change and be changed. Yes, a good evening, or as Mr. Bender would say, great evening, or great morning, or great afternoon, wherever you're at around the world, or whatever time of day it is. If you're wondering who this is, yes, Mr. Bender asked me to close out this show. I am so esteemed and so privileged, and so honored to close out this special edition, this special episode of the Ultimate You Podcast, this main event segment, if you will. My name is Chester N. Kleineken. Very interesting story about how I got that name. My father, bless his heart, my father used to drink a lot of Heinekens. And, obviously his last name is N. Kleineken. But, subsequently, he would drink a lot of Heinekens. And then one day he just got so wasted on those Heinekens so many times over. And then when he got into fitness, it really helped change his path. It really helped to change his mindset. And then, he went to church and he got delivered and set free, got set free from all types of alcoholism. And, I just commend my father for that. And, so when he got into fitness, he passed that passion down to me. And then he taught me about, doing chest and, there's a lot of, chest incline exercises and everything. And so, he was big into chest even before I was born. And so when he named me, when he birthed me, well, not him, but obviously, him and my mother, when they consummated, and they produced me, I came out the womb, obviously, and he named me Chester. Yes, he named me Chester because even to this day, he teaches me a lot of, tips about the chest and the incline chest and everything. But anyway, that's how I got the name Chester N. Kleineken. So you take the incline and you take Heineken and you just put it together. So Chester and Kleineken. But in any event, Mr. Bender, I'm so honored. He asked me to come here and in this main event segment and to say a few kind words about him or the podcast. And I had to do it. I couldn't say no. I mean, Mr. Bender, what a fine gentleman. What a just exceptional gentleman. Just such a great attitude, great positive attitude. So transparent, so guttural, you know, so hood and so funny. Such a very unique sense of humor, very set apart sense of humor. He's very passionate about conveying who he is through each and every episode, through each and every word of his podcast. You know, this podcast is an extension of who he is, and dare I say, an extension of the person that he's going to become. You know, I surely enjoy following each and every one of his episodes, and especially tonight's episode. Wow. I hope you guys got some excellent gems out of tonight's episode, even though it's stuff he may have talked about before. But every time he puts a spin on it, every time he mentions it, he knows how to say it in such a fresh way. And it's just, I get so challenged and so motivated and so inspired to just want to go out and just punch a brick wall and not even break a sweat, not even bleed. Like, that's how powerful I feel after each and every episode of the Ultimate You podcast. But I don't want to take up too much of you guys' time. You know, I'll just say that if you're just starting out with jamming the Ultimate You podcast, continue to keep that on rotation. Keep it in deck. You know what I mean? Because the thing you got to understand is that Mr. Bender, you know, or BDB, he's always consumed with, you know, how can he, you know, put the truth out there to people? How can he challenge people to, you know, be more physical in terms of fitness and how to live a life of faith and just all those things, you know? So consider subscribing, consider following, and whatever all the platforms Ultimate You Podcast is on, it's on all the major platforms, and share it with a friend. Share it with a friend, because, you know, these episodes, they're rare, they're unique, they're one of a kind, and they really will bless your heart, they'll bless your socks off. But anyway, I hope you guys have a great, excellent evening, and as Mr. Bender would always want to say, change and be changed, and continue to be carved into the ultimate you. All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all rocking with me to the very end of this episode of the Ultimate You podcast. Y'all are greatly appreciated. So I am here to let you know, if you have not picked up a copy of my solo debut book entitled Vision of an Athlete, I would encourage you to go to Amazon.com and get your copy today. So what are we talking about when we say vision of an athlete? Because it's more than just about drinking the right drinks. It's more than just about eating the right foods. My question to you is, do you have vision when it comes to being an athlete? See, it's more than just about how many times you show up at the gym or how many workouts you do, but do you have long-lasting vision? Or better yet, do you have eternal vision? Because in that book, I unpack what real vision looks like and what a real athlete is supposed to look like. And when I say athlete, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be from an athletic background. You don't have to be from a sports family. It doesn't matter what kind of family you've grown up from. I'm here to tell you that no matter who you are, as long as you are breathing, you are an athlete, whether you realize it or not. And if you pick up my copy of the book, I will help you realize the athlete that you were created to be. So again, it's Vision of an Athlete. Go to Amazon.com and order your copy today.